Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning here at LICICS Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Larry C. Barge. We're going to be doing a LICICS show session. And our topic of discussion today, the same old mind produces the same old life. The same old mind, the same old life. That's our topic of discussion today here on LICICS Broadcasting Network with your host, Larry C. Barnes. The same old mind produces the same old life. The same old way of the mind produces the same old way of life. The same old mindset produces the same life patterns or set patterns. Change your mind, change your life. Change the way you do things, change the way your life folds and operates. So we see that the mind plays a very important part of your life, because the mind tells the body what to do, and the body does what the mind tells it to do. Where the mind goes, the body goes. If the mind is depressed, the body is under depression. If the mind is sick, the body is under sickness. If the mind is bound, then the body is bound. So if there is no renewing of the mind or changing of the mind, then you have the same old, same old. So same old plus same old equals same old. But let me say it again. The same old mindset plus the same old pattern sets of the way I do things, I add them together, and I get the same way of doing things, the same old process, the same old thing. Amen? Talking about the same old mind produces the same old life. LICICS show session deals with crisis. My life is in a crisis state. My life is in a crisis situation. My life is in crisis. I'm a 50-year-old man, and I'm going through midlife crisis as a male. Or I'm in crisis as a woman, or I'm in crisis as a boy. I'm in my life crisis. I got life crisis. As a young man, I got life crisis. As a young woman, I got life crisis. As a preteen, I got life crisis. As a teenager, I got life crisis. See, I got life crisis. I'm talking to men. I'm talking to women. I'm talking to boys. I'm talking to girls. I'm talking to teenage females and teenager boys. I'm talking to the whole genre. This does not obsolete or leave out anybody. Everybody is a piece of this pie I'm talking about. The same old mind produces the same old life. Actually true. Because the mind controls the body. If the mind does not want to do nothing to produce a better life, then the body won't do nothing to produce a better life. I made up my mind. I was sitting at home, we're just going to deal with this for a minute. I was sitting at home doing nothing with my life, and I made up my mind that I would sign up for school, go and get me a degree in something to better myself. That's what my mind was thinking. And when my mind decided, when I decided that's exactly what I'm going to do, my body got up, and I started filling out paperwork, or I went and got the paperwork, or I got my laptop, and I got online, and I got on the school's website, and I began to fill out the application of enrollment. And when I filled it out, I wanted to visit the school, so my mind told my body it's time to go visit the school. So my body took my mind down to the school. My body got out the car, went in the school, introduced itself, got showed around the school, met with counselors, and they even convinced me even the more to go to the school. So now I'm in. I go to school. I'm not sitting at home anymore doing nothing with my life because I changed my mind, which produced change in my life. Because I changed my mind, it produced change in my life. Oh, let me say that again. Because I changed my mind, it began to produce change in my life. If I don't change my mind, then there is no production of change in my life. Somebody gonna catch it in a minute. I'm gonna say it two more times. I changed my mind. It began to produce change in my life. When I changed my mind, it began to produce change in my life. So when I change my mind, it's going to produce something that's going to have an impact and an effect on my life. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to men. I'm talking to women dealing with life crisis. I'm talking to teenage males dealing with life crisis, teenage females dealing with life crisis. I'm talking to the youth, to young boys and young girls, yeah, dealing with life crisis. Junior has become very bad. Mama having to run down to the school because Junior is always doing something he ain't doing. Mama talks to Junior, Daddy talks to Junior, trying to implant wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the better way of doing things into Junior's mind, but Junior is determined he's going to rebel. Junior sits on the side of his bed after a counseling session with his mother and father. Junior sits on the side of the bed after they shared with him how he could be whatever he wanted to be. He could do good just as well as do evil. How he could sit there and do his work, respect the teacher, and turn in his assignments and get good grades. And he could do just as well. He could do good just as well as he could do evil. And Junior sits there on the bed after they have left and closed the door. Junior sits there and Junior begins to say, "Can't nobody tell me what to do." Who they think they are? Telling Junior, me, I make up my own mind. I do what I want to do. Can't no teacher tell me what to do. Can't my mom and daddy tell me what to do. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. If I won't sit there and listen to that teacher, I'm not going to sit there and listen to that teacher. If I don't want to turn in no assignments, I'm not going to turn in no assignments. They can send me to the office. The principal can't make me do it. The counselors can't make me do it. Detention ain't going to make me do it. My mom and dad ain't going to make me do it because I don't want to do it, and I ain't going to do it. Junior is refusing to change his mind. Junior has the same old mind that produces the same old life. Junior's life is not changing. It's getting worse because Junior's mind is getting worse. Junior's mind is full of craziness. It's full of rebellion. So therefore, because his mind is locked into disobedience and rebellion, Junior can only produce disobedience and rebellion. So the more his mind gets embedded into disobedience and rebellion, the more Junior bodies commit rebellion. Am I making sense? Because the mind controls the body. And the body does not function on its own. The body waits for the mind to tell it what to do. The mind is the mind. Your mind is functioning your organs. Your mind is telling your heart how much blood to pump. Your mind is telling your spine how to move and how to operate. Your mind is telling your nerve endings what to do. Your mind is the command center of the body. So Junior Command Center needs to be desperately reprogrammed. Now, there is something going on with Junior's mind center. His command center is malfunctioning or something because the parents told him the truth. They taught him sound wisdom. So they take Junior down to the church and let Pastor Connery talk to him. Pastor Connery, a very powerful man of God, works with young boys and help them get their lives straight. So Pastor Connery talks to Junior and gives him great ideas and inspiration and motivation. And when they get Junior back home, Junior goes in his room, get his game controller, and put his earphones on. And Junior sits there and says, "How dare they take me down there to the pastor like he gonna tell me what to do, like the pastor gonna tell me. He gonna try to tell me what to do. Can't nobody tell me what to do. I'm Junior. I do whatever I want to do. That's what that pastor said. They ain't even bothered about it. Talking all that stuff. I was sitting there nodding my head like I was listening to that pastor, but I wouldn't stand what that pastor was saying. Junior is not changing. His mind is not changing. Therefore, his body, the things that he's doing with his body, the things that he's manifesting with his body, which is the productivity, the things that Junior are manifesting with his body is the things that are being produced from his mind. Do you understand? I say, unless you change your mind, you can't change or produce change in your body. So therefore, Junior will not allow his mind to be changed. So therefore, Junior is this. He has the same old mind, which produces the same old life. His same old mind or his same way of thinking is producing the same way his body operates. Or the same way his mind is set is producing the same old things in his life that he said. He does the same old crazy stuff over and over and over. He keeps doing the same old rebellious and disobedient stuff over and over because his mindset is obedient. His mindset is evil. His mindset is not to obey because the mind is controlling the body. So therefore, you are getting the same old life. Are you being controlled by your mind, and it got you doing all kind of evil and corrupt things, got you doing all kind of harmful and detestable things, or it got you being all kind of things? And you're still in the pack of cigarettes. Your mindset is messed up. You're a 50-year-old man and you're chasing 15-year-old girls. Something is wrong with your mind. You're a 55-year-old man, and now at this point in life, you've decided you're going to get on crack. You're 55 years old, now you're a crackhead. Something is wrong with your mind. You was doing good, living good. You decided you just want to try some crack. Knowing that you're going to get hooked, it's going to destroy you, it's going to mess up your life, could cause you to lose your wife and your kids, could cause you to lose everything you got, and yet you're sat there indebted. Something is wrong with your mind. Do you not understand that before it manifests itself with the body, it is a process that has taken place in the mind? Before it manifests itself with the body, it is something that has taken place in the mind, and the body is now producing that which the mind has conceived. That the mind has given, that the mind has conceived, the body is now producing it, manufacturing it, manifesting it for the whole world to see. Junior, everybody in school know Junior. All the principals know him, the teachers know him, the counselors know him. They don't know what to do with this boy. They're thinking now about detention school, and even they're trying to say this boy might wind up in juvenile justice system. They don't know what. Not just the department that heard about Junior. The courts know about Junior. Junior is setting himself up for a life of prison, or a life of being in and out of the system. Junior is causing that. My daddy is not causing that. Junior himself, because he was to change his mind, this old mind we got, can lead you down dangerous roads, can lead you in destruction faster than you can blink. This mind we got, that same old mind produces the same old life. I want a brand new life. I want to do new things, man. I want to do new things, coach. I want to do new things. I want to do new things, Coach Larry. Like, I want to do new things and go for talk. What you want to do? Well, I want to go in a different direction, you know. I want to better myself. I want to do new things with my life. I want to take my life into a new direction. I don't want to live like this no more, but I'm going to keep the same old mindset, you know. I don't like nobody telling me what to do. I don't like having to, you know, I don't nobody trying to tell me what to do and how to do things. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman, you know. But I want a brand new life, you know. I want a brand new life. Okay, let me get this right. Let Coach Larry get this right. You want a brand new life. You want to live a different way. But you want to keep the same old mindset. You don't want to learn if somebody got to teach you a better way of doing things. Because you say you don't want nobody telling you what to do. But you want a brand new life. You want to go in a direction that makes life better. So somebody trying to teach you how to handle your finances better, you're not going to receive for them because you don't want nobody telling you what to do. Okay. A new life with your marriage or but you don't want to get no counseling help, how to treat people and how to deal with it. I want to be educated, too. I want to be very educated. I've always seen myself as a very educated man. But I just don't like no. I just got to love it. Like a professor. You want to be very educated, you know, have a part of your diplomas. You don't want what you want to. You want to get a bachelor's, a master's, but you don't want no professor telling you what to do. You don't want nobody telling you how to get that and what you got to do to get that. So tell me how you going to get a brand new life. You told me all these things you want that are not a part of your life now, that will make your life a brand new life, because you are not doing the same things you were doing. You have changed. You are now a very educated man. You're doing well in life. You like your hand now. But you're telling me you want to do it. Don't want nobody telling you nothing. You don't want to have to sit and listen to nobody teach you. You don't want to have to submit and learn a better way of doing things. That you want all these things. If you want to be a professor, you got to go sit with somebody. You got to be taught. You got to be trained. You got to go to school. You got to listen to those professors. If you want to be a better businessman, you're going to have to listen to somebody who knows how to do business a whole lot better than you do. You're going to have to go to school and listen to someone and teach you a better way of handling your business. I want to handle my money better. I waste a lot of money. I want to handle my money, know how to handle my books and manage my money. I want to be better with accounting. You know, I want to know accounting, but I don't want nobody trying to teach me no accounting because I feel like they're trying. So you want to know how to handle your finances, your personal finances, but you also want to understand how you understand.